Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to KASB's The Advocate podcast for Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Leah Fleiter, and as always, I'm joined by my advocacy partner, Shannon Kimball, and our fabulous producer, Alec Madrigal, the dream team that brings you the Advocate podcast. Well, it's happy Friday, everyone. It's rather gray and gloomy as we're recording this episode, but, you know, I think many of us felt it sure was nice to get some rain this past week, so we'll appreciate the moisture that we got, but we're going to jump right in to KASB's work this week in the legislature. On Monday, we sat in on a briefing on Senate Bill 532, which is It's an interesting bill that establishes a literacy blueprint for K-12 public schools. The blueprint was developed by the Kansas Board of Regents, which oversees the public higher ed schools. The regents are interested in ensuring that the students who are attending the institutions of higher education are being properly instructed on the best and most effective ways to teach Kansas students to read. And so that was the impetus for their development of this blueprint. So there was a hearing on that Thursday in the Senate Education Committee, you know, as a formal hearing to talk about the bill. KASB and other K-12 public education groups testified in general support of the blueprint while suggesting some revisions to ensure that we're not duplicating existing efforts to improve literacy in Kansas. So we appreciate everybody's work on that bill and that blueprint. It was a good discussion yesterday in the Senate Education Committee. That committee is scheduled to kick the bill out to the full Senate next Thursday as the legislature races towards its three-week April break. So we'll see what happens as that bill moves along, but it was certainly an interesting and fruitful discussion about improving literacy in Kansas. Our primary focus this week was testifying against Senate Bill 509. That's the voucher bill that was being heard in the Senate Tax Committee. It's basically a $240 million giveaway to private schools and homeschools, but the bill has no accountability for how that money would be spent. There were only seven organizations supporting SB 509, the voucher bill. On the other side, though, there were 88 opponents, including KASB, superintendents, parents, teachers, and a host of other public school supporters. In fact, the committee had to schedule a second day of hearings to hear all of the opponent testimony. And an interesting fact, you know who one of the opponents was? The Christian Homeschool Education Coalition of Kansas. They also opposed Senate Bill 509 and asked to be removed from the bill. Shannon, this is your first legislative session with KASB. What were your takeaways from the voucher bill hearing this week?
Well, Leah, sadly, I was pretty unimpressed with the arguments that were made in support of the bill during the hearing, both from the proponents, but also from some of the legislators who clearly had already made up their minds going into this hearing about this bill. Lots of tired tropes and misinformation were trotted out about public schools and public school achievement and public school families. There was a lack of acknowledgement by proponents and committee members about the very real financial and operational differences between public and private schools. And there was a notable lack of respect by some of the committee members toward conferees who were testifying in opposition to the bill. And I was disappointed by that, frankly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appreciated the opponents who testified, including KASB, who pointed out some very real hypocrisy in these kinds of voucher bills. These voucher proposals single out public schools from all other public services and attempt to allow a certain category of our communities to opt out of supporting public services with their tax dollars. And that's, you know, these are public schools that benefit each and every child in every one of our communities. We take every student, we don't screen, we don't counsel out kids, we don't tell them that they can't come to our schools because they're not well-behaved enough or because they have special education needs or because their family looks or behaves a certain way. as a public policy in our country, we don't allow taxpayers to opt out of paying for other kinds of essential public services like police or fire protection, local libraries and parks, even when taxpayers don't use those services. And I don't see why public education should be any different, because universal support of our public schools and making them the very best that they can be is what is needed to support our students in all of our communities.
Thanks, Shannon. It was a very interesting couple of days. I felt like maybe the committee was a little bit surprised at the breadth and the organization of the opposition to Senate Bill 509 vouchers. So I hope that that opposition, coupled with the opposition that we're seeing really nationwide to these types of vouchers that are just, they lack any kind of accountability for spending or to protect children's educational or safety or health interests. Hopefully that will mean that this bill will not gain any more traction here in the rest of the legislative session. So good work to everybody this week who testified against this $240 million voucher. I know some folks had to rearrange their schedules because they were scheduled to testify on one day and it went so long that they were asked to come back again the second day, and a lot of dedicated people rearranged their schedules and sacrificed some time so that they could express their opposition to this very harmful voucher bill. So great job, everybody, and we're proud to work with all of you in support of Kansas Public Schools. Speaking of supporting Kansas Public Schools, on last week's episode of The Advocate, we talked quite a bit about the startling and unacceptable statewide shortfall in special education funding. As we discussed, the Kansas State Department of Education confirmed just a few days ago that public school districts statewide backfilled a whopping $423 million in just the last school year from their general budgets to pay for special education. Our listeners know the legislature hasn't fully funded special education since 2011. KSB and other public school advocates have worked ceaselessly over the past several legislative sessions to illustrate the damage this underfunding wreaks on school districts who could be providing more and better services for all students if the legislature would fully fund special education. So it's been gratifying over the past several days to be able to share this confirmation from KSDE that legislative inaction is not only harming our school district operations, it is hamstringing our public schools and harming our students. Shannon, why is it so important for us to be talking about special education funding again now?
Well, Leah, just to reemphasize the point that you just made, what is happening right now is essentially creating a $423 million shortfall. That's almost a $500 million shortfall for our districts in general education services for students. That impacts everything that school districts do. It impacts the programs they can provide. It impacts the salaries that they can pay to their staff, which in turn substantially impacts districts' ability to retain their excellent teachers and support staff, as well as to recruit new staff into these professions. And as we all know, the teaching profession is really struggling to bring people in who are interested in pursuing this as a career. And this shortfall in our budgets is making it even harder for districts to provide the support they need to make teaching and working in our schools as paraprofessionals and other professional staff look like something that people want to commit their lives and livelihoods to. It's really unsustainable and it's damaging for students. So we're going to switch gears here for a minute now and talk about the work that is going on that relates to that, which is that the chambers, the House and the Senate, are building their budgets as the legislature churns toward first adjournment on April 5th. The House and the Senate will have to negotiate their positions on special education funding. We heard this week that there's a proposal being circulated on the House side to rewrite the special ed formula to falsely count general education spending, including local option budget, locally raised taxpayer dollars, as special education funding and declare magically that the problem is solved. Meanwhile, the Senate may support some significant additional special education funding, but we might not see any action on that, at least until late April. So as we are watching this, the picture will become clearer next week when the House K-12 Education Budget Committee meets on Monday to work its budget and policy proposal. And we will update our listeners on Monday during our State House Live update on the KASB Facebook page about what happens with the first day of that discussion in K-12 budget.
Thanks, Shannon. Great overview of SPED funding, underfunding, and why it's so important for our listeners and other advocates to continue to talk with your lawmakers about how the legislature should be supporting all Kansas public schools by fully funding special education. Speaking of talking with your legislators, the legislature is scheduled to make some critical votes at the end of March, that last week of March, just prior to Easter. So, in preparation for that, we're inviting you to make plans to attend KASB's Day at the Capitol on Thursday, March 21st. That will be a Thursday right before the following week when they're on the floor all week making important votes. So we want you to come to Topeka and work with your legislators to make sure everybody understands what the important bills are and how lawmakers can best help Kansas public schools. So KASB members, please check your email for some information with all of the details. And by the way, it's free. There is no registration charge for this March 21st day at the Capitol. So watch your email for the registration link and plan to join your fellow school board members on Thursday, March 21st for a day of public school advocacy and networking in Topeka. Shannon and Alec, I think that's about all we have time for this week. I want to thank you both for all of your work. Shannon, great work this week. Alec, we appreciate you making us sound good on our podcast. And Alec also helps us out immensely with a lot of graphic design and other communications assistance throughout the week. So we appreciate the team at KASB. Have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you again next Friday.